Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Hello, my name is Solomon Parker III, and I'm playing Lola in Kinky Boots at Olney Theater.
Yes, and it's going to be at Olney Theater now through March 26th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I mean, it is an electrifying, awesome, fun musical. I saw it on Broadway, you know, originally, and of course, you know, Billy Porter has gone on to such huge, huge stardom after playing Lola. But before we get into any of that, I guess just remind our listeners, if there is anyone out there that isn't familiar with the story, what the basic premise is. You know, what's sort of the setup here.
Okay, setup of the story is we are in England, and our main character, Charlie, his father has just passed away. He leaves him a shoe factory, which comes with the livelihood of a bunch of working Englishmen. And for him to save the factory and to get a product that that they can use to kind of revolutionize things and get money going into their factory, he starts making boots for drag queens after he meets my character. And then the show kind of explores their relationship. It explores acceptance, and it explores what it's like when you have people supporting you and you have folks just letting you be and raising you up.
Absolutely. And I mentioned at the top, you know, that the Lola role was originated by Billy Porter, and played by a bunch of great actors since. But what's it like? I don't want to say big shoes to fill. You have big kinky boots to fill. but of course, you get to make it your own, and it's so much fun. But yeah, just talk about sort of the legacy of the role and how much fun it is for you to get to step into it.
The role is great. I mean, Lola's filled with so much energy and so much sass and gets to command the audience that I don't think a character since like Ben Vereen playing like leading player and Pippin has really got to do. Billy Porter, obviously, today is an icon, and I think we're really fortunate to be witnessing their star. But I mean, all throughout history, we've had such iconic parts. You know, you have like Romeo and Juliet. You have, you know, Juliet. You have Hamlet. You have all these Shakespearean titles that are coming to name. But it's nice that like I'm playing a part in the musical theater world that is kind of reaching that level, and it's kind of one of a kind. And you know, I mean, I thank Billy for doing it his way, but I'm only 28 years old, so my perspective of the world is different. And I think that my Lola definitely comes with that. She comes with like a younger energy. She comes with a more fiery energy. And, you know, no one can do the moment the way that you do the moment. So it's nice to just be present on stage and to have this opportunity. Thank you, Billy.
I love it. I love it. And thanks for saying that. Yes, absolutely. Only you can play the role like you would. And in beyond just, you know, the contrast of who's played it before versus you, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you gave me a good soundbite on that if I want to use it. But and just in general, though, why is the role of Lola so juicy, so delicious, so fun to play? I mean, needless to say, if you've seen the show, you know it. It's just like a tour de force, like anyone would want to. It's so fun. But, you know, just so I have something for the radio, what makes it such an awesome, wonderful role?
I mean, Lola's awesome because I think Lola's representing so many aspects of life. Like, you know, yes, this person does dress up and this person comes from, you know, the world of drag. But to get to show, like, what it's like to meet someone and be totally caught off guard by your relationship, to get to show what it's like to have intense love for yourself and for your community, but then on the opposite end of that, you get to be emotional and, you know, sing a song about your father and about acceptance, which I think everyone can relate to, because, you know, regardless of what you've gone through in life, your parents put some expectations on you, you know, and when you hear the title Kinky Boots, your mind can go to a few places. But Lola is so fierce and so awesome because she's so deep. And it's nice to get to get deep, actually, you know, to face some feelings that are tough to face and to have fun.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned sort of the father issues and stuff. Go a little into the character arc of Charlie Price. You know, he's what is he like a fourth generation, you know, family business, Price and Son, the shoe manufacturing company in Northampton. But talk about you know, why that's such an interesting character arc too, and also who plays your Charlie Price, you know, dote on your co-star a little bit.
Oh yeah, I mean, our Charlie is played by Vinny Kemsky, who, in my opinion, is a DC staple. He's an absolute king on the stage. You know, I was talking about honesty and bringing like a well-rounded character to life, and Vinny does that with every character that he stepped into in his really awesome DC career. Charlie's character, I mean, I think it's interesting because I think Charlie and Lola go through kind of the same thing, which is realizing that a lot of what plagues them isn't what the world's putting in front of them today, but it's what people expected of them in the past. Which, you know, I haven't gotten to actually say out loud yet, but that's why Charlie and Lola's relationship is so awesome. Because you see that these two people who you think couldn't be more different, connecting because as different as we all are, we still deal with the same issues. Charlie has some hard songs to sing. If you want to hear someone giving you an insane pop vocal rock performance, you have got to hear Charlie sing "Not My Father's Son." You've got to hear him sing "Step One." The score is so dope, and I don't think I'd, you know, feel as comfortable as I feel if I didn't have my friend and my co-star on stage with me. This is our like fifth show together, so we have a really great bond.
Oh, that's so well said. And of course, I mean, we're bearing the lead. Of course, it is a musical and it's written by Cyndi Lauper, the great
Cyndi
rock
Lauper.
icon. Talk about I mean, you mentioned a couple of them, but if there's any other song titles you want to throw out or some of your favorite numbers or if you want to just speak in general, you know, why is Cyndi Lauper's touch on this musical make it like no other show out there?
I mean, I think you just like said it perfectly. I mean, Cyndi Lauper's music style isn't like any other musical that you can think of, probably. I think that that's really good indication for, you know, all the moms who love Cyndi Lauper and all the dads who had crushes. Please come out and listen to these really amazing songs. I mean, the genres range from you got your old folk music to some really fierce funk, to some amazing disco music, to awesome ballads. I mean, the show runs the emotional gambit, my man. Like, the show runs the emotional gambit. And the thing about a musical that you either love or you hate is the music. You know, if you're not into people breaking out into song, then you probably should stay home and watch something on HBO.
But yeah, no, totally. And it's it, what that's one of the big, you know, stories of Kinky Boots, the phenomenon of it too, is you have these two like legends. You have Cyndi Lauper, this legend of the music world, combining with Harvey Fierstein, this legend of theater and movie. I mean, well, he's also in movies, Mrs. Doubtfire and Independence Day and all the rest. But yeah, it's just these two like, you know, theater gods coming together and it's amazing. Are there any other musical numbers you wanted to tease? You mentioned a couple, but like, what's do you have a favorite that you get to perform?
Yeah, I mean, there's Lola's first song, "Land of Lola." We got a really great comment from BC Theater Org that said that the energy in the room goes from being exuberant to Beatles level fangirl. And I think that's honestly like one of the greatest compliments to get about a song. So between "Land of Lola" and "What a Woman Wants," I think I'm pretty not only exhausted but happy with the material that I get to perform. I love women, and so does my character Lola, and the appreciation that I have for them is immense. So to, you know, open the second act dancing with four of the women that we have on stage with us, It's really cool. It's a great experience.
All right, cool. And so in addition to the actual songs, it's the way they're staged too. Like, from if my memory serves me correctly, you're in some really like high heels walking on like conveyor belts. At least that's how it was on Broadway. And I'm like, how are they not falling off of these conveyor belts? But do we get that recreated at Olney? I mean, I know it's a smaller theater than a Broadway show, but like, I guess let me throw it to you. How exactly is it staged?
The staging is fantastic. We do use the conveyor belts. I will give that away. We do use them, and we use them differently. Our choreography by Tara Jean, honestly, it's different than the original because we're allowed to have a little more personality than I think the really grand first production had. Our angels, which range in all different kind of body types, all different skin colors, all different kind of personality types, they really get to express themselves on the stage and have their own flair. The set looks amazing, dude. Like, I actually rarely, as the person on stage for most of the show, you rarely get to see what's happening. You rarely get to like see what the whole picture is. And I got to watch a video that we have for our rehearsal purposes, and the lights are bananas. The lights are insane. Like, if the beats in the songs don't get you, the lights on the stage are going to be like, these people put a lot of work and a lot of time into it. I also want to, give a little perspective about theater, kind of in relation to what you said. Broadway is fantastic, and obviously is where we, as live stage artists, you hope to work there one day, but it's just the real estate that you're working on.
Right.
I mean, the people that I've worked with in this city are some of the best performers on the planet, and I'm not just saying that because they're my friends. I'm saying that because this is art, and it's subjective. And DC has the money. DC has the resources. DC has the talent. DC has the stages.
Oh,
So,
top of the line, top of the line. And a
top of
lot
the
of
line.
Broadway shows start down here, you know what I mean? So
A
from
hundred. A
West Side Story to Dear Evan Hansen, you name any era, a lot of them started here.
Come on, Jason. Come on with the facts.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, I love to just shout out our city and just make sure that people know that we have everything you need here, man.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. All right. Well, what else have so I guess speaking of that, just elaborate a little more. Just try to paint a visual. I know we're a radio station, but paint a visual for, I mean, you mentioned the conveyor belts, but what do we see in terms of like backdrop and costumes? Like, because I mean, I'm sure
Oh
it's like you're
yeah.
saying, we have the money here in this area to put together the lavish, just like Broadway kind of stuff. So what do we see? Paint a visual picture if you can.
Kendra Rye is our costume designer, and when I tell you she went above and beyond to make sure that the colors you're seeing on the stage, the silhouettes you're seeing on the stage, the heights of the wigs are phenomenal. They are. The design of the show, it's interesting because you eat with your eyes just as much as your ears, just as much with your mouth. So your senses are totally engaged when you come and see this show. One of my favorite things is like the difference between how the factory workers dress, which, are like factory workers. You're going to see them and be like, are these just, some rural people that they found in Virginia that they got on the stage? Probably half of them are. But then you see like myself and the angels come out, and the color that's brought into the world is like a larger metaphor for like the colors of different people, for what it's like when you let people in. Our stage is big but also intimate. We have these steps that go down the front of the stage, so there isn't like a huge cavern between us and the audience. We also, I think, use the set incredibly well. I mean, we have these conveyor belts that come out, like I said, but we also have like moving stairs. Everything is choreographed to a T. So if you're even watching the person in the back moving something, that person's probably giving you a really awesome 5, 6, 7, 8. that you might have to come back once, or you might have to come back two or three times to really get the picture in your head. And I think once you see it once, you're gonna want to see it again, because you'll never have this experience again, with us and with our show and with our production.
Well said. And Olney Theater does such great work, acclaimed work year after year. So you got to come to Kinky Boots. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, I guess before we run, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up and how'd you get into theater?
Oh, well, I am from Silver Spring, Maryland. I was
What
born and
high
raised
school? What high
here.
school?
So I went to Walt Whitman High School.
Cool.
So I actually, up until eighth grade, I was living in Silver Spring. Then I moved to Bethesda. I went to Montgomery College, graduated in 2016, and I started like out of state. I had gone to UNC Charlotte, and just the cultural difference, and the looming anxiety of having debt really made me rethink what I wanted for my college experience. I mean, I've known that I've wanted to perform since I was 12 years old, and every day of my life since I knew that has been dedicated to this. I think college is great, but like, I knew what I needed to do, or what I wanted to do, to be happy and to be fulfilled. After graduating from Montgomery College, I started working at Ford's Theater, started working at Signature Theater, and have been blessed for the past 8 years to really sink my teeth into theater. I just got a Helen Hayes nomination for playing Harpo, in The Color Purple. So it's nice to be recognized for work where I'm exemplifying masculinity and exemplifying being a son. And then shows like this, where I get to really embrace my femininity and really get to show different sides of myself and different sides of people, because Lola is still a son. Lola is still someone's child. And I'm really hoping that I'm really hoping, yes, about me, but I just want to say this. I'm really hoping that people who don't have queer friends, who don't have friends that are part of the LGBTQ community, who don't have exposure to this, and who admittedly, like who can look in their hearts and admit that they don't know much about this community, and want to see examples of happy, well-adjusted, successful, healthy, straight people and gay people on stage together. Please come and see this. Like, if you have a kid in your life that you think might be gay, or might be inclined to go against what it means to be masculine, or what it means to be feminine, come and learn something in a very safe and a very fun, controlled environment, that's going to be filled with nothing but love and honesty for 2 hours. That's my goal doing this. I hope that every little black boy, every little underserved person sees that, their dreams are attainable. I'm doing my dream role 5 minutes from where I grew up. So, dreams do come true.
Yes, they do. And I could not have said any of that better. Thank you so much for putting a perfect bow on that, of what the importance of not only Kinky Boots, but of theater in general. We all get to go and, be held captive in a room watching the same theater, show together, and our hearts and minds are changed forever watching, and our maybe biases or ignorance for, like you're saying, a lot of it's ignorance for a lot of people. And until you go experience that shows like this, do your eyes don't open until you get to experience shows like this. Well, there's many shows you can name many, but that's what theater has a long
There's a
history.
bunch.
Theater has a long history of it, but Kinky Boots will definitely change you. Thank you so much for doing this. Again, it's at Olney Theater, in Olney, Maryland, now through March 26th. Get your tickets now. Thank you so much, Solomon. This is awesome.
Thank you, Jason. It was really great to talk to you, and I hope we get chances to catch up and do this more.
Definitely. We will definitely do it again. All right. We'll talk to you later. Be well.
Peace out, brother.
All right. Bye. Peace.